Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Let's take a look at this morning's newspaper headlines, and we'll begin with the Irish Times. There's a real mixed bag. I thought the storm would be everywhere today, but it's not on all of the front pages. It is the front page of the Irish Times, a remarkable picture of a man from Dublin walking along the coast at the Shelly Banks in Ringsend in Dublin as Storm Bram battered the country, and some lovely palm trees in Ringsend in Dublin there, and a pretty stormy looking sea. The Irish Times headline, thousands left without power due to Storm Bram. Apparently the highest wind speed yesterday was 119 kilometres per hour in Shirkin Island off the coast of Cork. I was in Cork myself yesterday down in RTE, and there was this building on the corner. I can't remember the name of the building. It was a gallery, but as I was in the area, the windows were blown out of it. So certainly quite a dangerous situation, and thousands of homes without power last night. The Irish Times writing, as Storm Bram brought strong winds and flooding to Ireland. High waves broke over the seawall in Blackrock in Louth, flooding the main street and leaving cars stranded. And then in Clontarf, some walkers waded through knee-deep water that had flooded onto the grass along the promenade. So quite a dangerous setup yesterday. The other main story on the front of the Irish Times is IRA spy steak knife very well rewarded by British. The British Army's top double agent during the Troubles was very well rewarded financially and even taken on holidays by his handlers, according to a report which lays bare how he was repeatedly protected at the expense of victims. The Irish Independent on the front page, the President of the European Council has expressed full confidence in Ireland keeping EU leaders safe during its presidency of the bloc next year. This is after all that drone activity that we saw during the visit of Volodymyr Zelensky. Irish Daily Mail on the front page says elderly and vulnerable patients suffering from illnesses such as dementia are facing new monthly fees of up to €50 for drugs in blister packs. Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill has told the Dáil that the government will not intervene in the introduction of new fees for blister packs at pharmacies set to come in from January 1st. And one patient advocate has described the move as penny-wise and pound-foolish. Irish Examiner on the front page, school staff forced to take leave due to injuries. Hundreds of school staff have been forced to take leave from their jobs in recent years due to physical injuries they sustained in the classroom or in the schoolyard, which is quite frightening indeed. Assault leave has been granted at least 1,700 times since 2020. Irish Sun on the front page has an interview with Sharon Osbourne, who's obviously grieving after the death of Ozzy, and she has revealed Ozzy's final words. So the Sun says, anguished Sharon Osbourne has revealed Ozzy Osbourne's last words were, "Kiss me, hug me tight." And she's told Piers Morgan that Ozzy spoke after waking at 4 a.m. and he died aged 76 just 20 minutes later at the family's mansion in Buckinghamshire. Inside the papers there, we've the news in all the papers that Bob Villain, which is that punk rap group which made headlines during the summer at Glastonbury, they are now suing RTE. They're issuing defamation proceedings against RTE, claiming they were falsely described as anti-Semitic. This is in the Mail. Both members of the London duo, who I'd never heard of before this summer, and now they seem to be everywhere, Pascal Robinson Foster and drummer Wade Lawrence George, are claiming damages over the national broadcaster's reporting of their Glastonbury Music Festival performance. If you're looking forward to Christmas, well, you're going to have to spend more this year. According to the Irish Independent, Irish families are heading into a more expensive Christmas this year, with the total bill for the festive period now coming in at €1,792 for a family of four. The average food shop for Christmas is now over €96. So that's €11 more than last year. The cost of the Christmas dinner is now €59. The cost of a turkey is now €25. A ham is about €8. These are new figures from switcher.ie. Christmas pudding is now €7. And two boxes of mince pies, about €7. And two boxes of roses come in at €13. And the roses alone are up 30% on last year. And final story for you comes from the Mail. I don't understand this story and I got shivers thinking about my own science days in school, but maybe you were good at science and you understand this. What they've worked out is, if it's not solid, liquid or gas, what exactly is it? Oh, we have a new name. Scientists at the University of Nottingham have now discovered there's a fourth state. So we have solid, liquid, gas, and now we have a This form of matter is called a corralled supercooled liquid, and it behaves differently to what is expected. The scientists will all be very, very excited with that story. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers, a real mixed bag.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.